This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, KMUW book reviewer Suzanne Perez is setting goals and scanning her bookshelves for titles to fulfill the 2023 Read ICT Challenge. Here she is to tell you more.
We've turned the page to another new year, and that means it's time for my annual pitch for the Read ICT Challenge. When I launched this challenge 7 years ago, I never dreamed it would take off the way that it has. But here we are in 2023, with a whole new list of reading categories and a thriving community of Read ICT participants who are ready to get going. So here's how it works. There's a list of 12 categories, which you can find online at kmuw.org or go to the Wichita Public Library's website. Over the course of this year, you read books that fit into each of those categories. And that's it. 12 categories, 12 months, 12 books. You can do it in any order, and you can adapt the categories to fit your reading tastes. For example, Category 2 this year is a book with a long title. That could be a nonfiction book with a long subtitle, or a Frederick Bachman novel like My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You She's Sorry. Category 6 is a book about time. That could be the Stephen Hawking classic, A Brief History of Time. Or it could be a science fiction time travel novel like Ruth Ozeki's A Tale for the Time Being. Other categories this year include a book about friendship, a guilty pleasure read, and a book with a color in the title. This year, for the first time, we're kicking off the challenge with a live podcast recording. So this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Advanced Learning Library in downtown Wichita, Beth Golay and I will talk about the new categories and what we plan to read. So happy New Year, readers, and happy reading. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.